This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. On Monday, North Carolina's Senate voted to repeal the Racial Justice Act. The law allows the state's death row inmates to challenge their sentences on the grounds of racial bias. Lawmakers enacted the controversial law 2 years ago to counter racial inequities in the justice system. The new bill that would undo the law now goes to Governor Perdue for approval or veto. WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief Jessica Jones has been covering the legislature this week and joins us now to bring us up to speed. Jessica, welcome.
Hi, Frank. Thanks.
Let's get a little bit of the backstory on the Racial Justice Act. Passed in 2009. What was the aim of that law?
The aim of the law was to help eliminate what proponents of the measure called a lack of fairness or lack of justice toward African Americans in the justice system, particularly when it came to African Americans on death row.
And there was plenty of evidence to show that race plays an important part in both sentencing, but also in the whole process, the criminal justice process.
Right. And there were a number of cases, in the years leading up to 2009 in which men facing the death penalty were exonerated. Probably the most famous of those cases is the case of Daryl Hunt. And Democrats began to cite studies showing that blacks are much more likely to end up on death row than whites are. And there were a couple of statistics that came out in national studies about North Carolina. One said that a defendant is 3.5 times more likely to face the death penalty when the victim is white than when the victim is black. And another study showed that prosecutors in capital trials in the state excluded black jurors twice as often as whites.
So there's a lot of evidence in this law. Tell us what it did. What kind of remedy or relief did it offer?
So the law allows judges to commute the sentences of death row inmates to life in prison if they can show racial bias through statistical evidence.
And that's all. We're only talking then about changing the sentence. You don't get out of jail.
According to the law, you don't get out of jail.
Yeah.
According to the law, it would change to life in prison.
You'd go from death sentence to life in prison if you can prove that in the sentencing phase, and this would have nothing to do with the actual criminal trial, but in the sentencing phase, if you could show racial bias, then your sentence would be commuted.
That's right.
And the Republicans repealed that law. Why?
One of the biggest arguments that we heard in the legislature this week by Republicans was that it was clogging up the justice system, that there were so many appeals that it was going to be a problem for the justice system to have to deal with needless appeals from inmates who didn't really have the basis to appeal but just decided to file appeals because the law exists.
So they said that it clogged the criminal justice system, and yet we know there have been cases of exoneration so that if it turned out that was the case, you'd certainly want to know that.
Certainly. And I think people who are in favor of the Racial Justice Act say the law is meant to be there so that people have the option to appeal. And if the appeal isn't good enough, if it doesn't really have standing, then it just won't make it that far in the system. But that's certainly the line that's certainly what Republicans were saying this week in the legislature, that, this is a problem. There are so many appeals that is going to clog up things. Democrats, though, who are in favor of the Racial Justice Act, say that's not the case at all. That this is how the system is supposed to work. There are supposed to be ways to appeal for death row inmates.
And we said that the Republicans initiated this, certainly, but a lot of Democrats signed on to the repeal.
That's right. I think. There were a lot of people who came to speak at the legislature who did have very compelling stories to tell. There were a number of district attorneys who said that people on death row would get out on parole with the help of the Racial Justice Act. Now, some Democrats dispute that because the law says that one sentence can be commuted only to life in prison. There were also families of victims who wanted to see the Racial Justice Act repeals. There were also victims who didn't want the Racial Justice Act to be repealed. So I think there was a lot of emotional testimony, and it was unusual for the legislature, which tends to be rather dry, but it was a pretty passionate week there.
Among those who testified were the state's district attorney, who fought hard to get the law repealed. What evidence did they use?
They talked about They also talked about the number of appeals. They said, look, all but three of 157 people on death row have filed challenges, and not all of those people are African American, so there's clearly something wrong with this. They certainly brought that up. And it's also well, district attorneys also talked about how they have a big caseload, having to go back and review these cases is difficult for them in small, understaffed offices, especially in counties where there isn't a lot of extra money to go around. So there were a number of arguments that they brought up.
And one of them was that while the law states you can only commute a sentence from death to life in prison, I think it was the attorneys general who suggested that there may be some ambiguities that could, if you worked long and hard,
lead to parole. There were some district attorneys who cited case law saying that there were, in fact, death row prisoners who could get out on parole under this law. Now, that's not what the law says. The law says that one sentence would be commuted to life in prison, but some district attorneys did argue that anywhere from a dozen to maybe 80 of those who are filing appeals could possibly get out. Now, I'll say supporters of the Racial Justice Act also cite case law on their side, and they say that's not a possibility. This wouldn't happen. But those certainly were some of the arguments that we were hearing.
Particularly given the specificity of the law.
That's right.
That states that. But, you know, that's how things work in courtrooms. Things work out differently sometimes. So one Racial Justice Act that's really active in the court system right now, that of Marcus Raymond Robinson. What's the status of that case?
Well, that case is scheduled to be heard in January in Cumberland County. And the judge in that case is African American. And prosecutors have tried to get the judge taken off that case, and they did not succeed. And when that did not succeed, that's when we saw district attorneys petitioning legislators and holding press conferences to try to get the law repealed or changed.
Why did they think he should be he should recuse himself or should be taken off the case?
I'm not as familiar with the legal arguments in the case, but it's pretty clear that they didn't want the case to move forward because then that would create a real precedent, and they're really invested in trying to make sure that that case doesn't happen because then, of course, as we said before, all but three of 157 of people on death row have filed appeals. So there are going to be many, many, many more after this that district attorneys are going to have to contend with.
And they said they might just want to call him as a witness to testify to their credibility as prosecutors. Although there's another case that's not quite as far along in Forsyth County where the judge that's sitting has not been challenged and he could also be called as a witness and yet a white judge who hasn't been challenged.
Right. And the district attorneys just don't want that to happen. They don't want the ball to start rolling. And that's probably what they're most afraid of. They just don't want it to happen.
A challenge to the – and by the way, the judge in Cumberland County is the senior judge. So by custom, he would be appointed to this case. That's why he got the case.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
what happens now to that case if this law is repealed?
Well, the governor. Well, with that case, it's really hard to say. You know, I think we're in a gray area here in terms of what's going to happen next. Right now, the bill is on the governor's desk, and she has until the end of December to sign it or veto it. So,
has she given any indication what she would do?
She hasn't said anything yet.
And what about the votes themselves? Do they suggest a veto-proof repeal?
Given the way the vote went this week in the Senate, it could be a possibility without excused absences. In the House, not so much. But remember, an override is 3/5 of the vote of legislators who are present in the chamber. So it just depends on who could be there that day.
Yesterday, State Senator from Orange County, Bill Faison, suggested that Governor Perdue should step down and not seek the Democratic nomination for governor next year. What's behind that?
Well, there have been three indictments of campaign workers for possible campaign violations in the Perdue campaign. And so I think that's what prompted Bill Faison to come forward and start suggesting that Governor Perdue has stepped down. She certainly is running for governor. But I guess I would say that Bill Faison has been seen around the state at some public gatherings in places where one who is running would probably want to show up, so he may have some larger political ambitions. But Governor Perdue is definitely running for governor for another term.
Well, getting back to the Racial Justice Act then and a potential veto, does the governor at this point have the political capital to veto this legislation and sustain that veto?
Well, I think it depends on how she wants to play it. She got a lot of publicity earlier this year by vetoing 15 bills, a record number of 15 bills at the legislature, and she got a lot of national press for that. And the spin of the stories that came out in the national media was that here she is, a Democratic governor, standing up to a Republican legislature. And I guess it depends on how she wants to be seen.
The repeal of the racial justice law came about in a special session. That session was also set to consider a cap of the state's gasoline tax. Tell us about that and what happened.
Well, that was in the House. It was an anti-tax measure that was supported by Republicans and even some Democrats in the House. It just was they said that it was intended to provide relief to North Carolinians from taxes. But it's probably not going to get very far because Republican leaders in the Senate really don't like it. They say that the roads need to be maintained and the Department of Transportation is already on a really tight budget and people in the state need jobs. So it's not likely to survive.
This is a chance to cut taxes. Why aren't they doing that? That's why they tell us they got into office.
There's disagreement among the Republican leadership between those two chambers. So I don't think we're going to see that measure get very far.
Jessica, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Jessica Jones. Just ahead, today marks the 29th anniversary of Thriller, Michael Jackson's best-selling album from the 1980s. And if you love the 80s, stick around. Our next segment is about the music of that decade. On the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.